These were the words of Priam as he wept. And all his people groaned. Then in her turn Hecuba led the women in lamentation. Child, I am lost now. Can I bear my life after the death of suffering your death? You were my pride in all my nights and days, pride of the city, pillar of the Trojans and Trojan women. Everyone looked to you as though you were a god, and rightly so. You were their greatest glory while you lived. Now your doom and death have come upon you. These were her mournful words. But Hector's lady still knew nothing. No one came to tell her of Hector's stand outside the gates. She wove upon her loom, deep in the lofty house, a double purple web with rose design. Calling her maids in waiting, she ordered a big cauldron on a tripod set on the hearth fire to provide a bath for Hector when he came home from the fight. Poor wife! How far removed from baths he was, she could not know, as at Achilles' hands Athena brought him down. Then from the tower she heard a wailing and a distant moan. Her knees shook, and she let her shuttle fall, and called out to her maids again, "Come here, two must follow me to see this action. I heard my husband's queenly mother cry. I feel my heart rise, throbbing in my throat. My knees are like stone under me. Some blow is coming home to Priam's sons and daughters. Ah, could it never reach my ears? I die of dread that Achilles may have cut off Hector, blocked my bold husband from the city wall, to drive him down the plain alone. By now he may have ended Hector's deathly pride. He never kept his place amid the chariots, but drove ahead. He would not be outdone by anyone in courage." Saying this, she ran like a madwoman through the Megaron, her heart convulsed. Her maids kept at her side. On reaching the great tower and the soldiers, Andromache stood gazing from the wall and saw him being dragged before the city. Chariot horses at a brutal gallop pulled the torn body toward the decked ships.